Gabi Rechitza tomorrow, Medina de Ramo, you're not allowed to all of the Tisha Sayomim take a shower and to rinse yourself. Gabi Erev Shabbos from Parshas Chazoin, the Ramo says, Osu lichoitz kol gufa yafilu betzoine. You're not allowed to rinse the whole body, afilu betzoine. Umutor rak roishoy pono v'yodo v'raglo b'chamim l'mishorog b'kodach. Kol gufa betzoine, the Ramo says, no. Roishoy, not only pono v'yodo v'raglo, roishoy means the hair, face, hands, and feet. You're allowed to, even with hot water, the person that is used to taking a shower every Shabbos, but without soap, zok the Mishneh Berurah. Today, most people are making it even with soap, and dinner, maybe I'm telling him, that he bring down to the Astra Moshe Feinstein, he said you're allowed to rinse the head, the face, and the hands, and the feet with soap. A lot of people today are making to rinse the whole body with hot water and soap. Ve'yesh lohem al mi lismech. Bifrat Americans. And I will explain. The Americans, a lot of them have been hugging that in Tisha Sayomim they're not knowing the aloha of not to take showers. Yeah? And they explain that because they take every day, so it's not called Tainug, it's Chitzos Istanis, and Istanis is allowed to. I have kids. Some of them ask, I say, you're allowed to take a shower. Some say, you're not allowed to. The kids ask me, I say, this one is the Istanis, this one's not an Istanis. How I know? The one that asks me every 2 minutes, she can take a shower. I know she's an Easternist. The one that I have to tell them to take a shower, I know they're not an Easternist. So, with the time you know. So, the American style that they're Easternists is they take every day, they can't sleep, they can't learn, they can't get up, all these mishugas. So, even if we say that they're wrong, or the Poiskim Taine, Klape Shabbos they're allowed to, and I will explain. This is a Rechitza Lekovet Shabbos. These people that feel dirty and ichi, even if we'll say that glabby the week they're not allowed to, Kovet Shabbos is mechayev them to take a shower. So even maybe lemaisa they're enjoying it, they feel fresh. It's a great shower. But the isur, it's not a rechitza steinung, this is a rechitza lekovet Shabbos. Then lekula alma rechitza lekovet Shabbos is mutter. No vos. Lekovet Shabbos is mechayev polav yodav raglov. This is beitzem the ikar aloche of lekovet Shabbos. Prison that feels stink and feel. So this is a Kovet Shabbos. Mele, as them, you're allowed to. The Bir Aloche brings down Lekatchile this week to take the shower before Chatzos. This is like the Bir Aloche. I'm Amish Mesupik, because you know, I made up to say Chumash here tomorrow, and Chumash here I finish after Chatzos. Now, the whole time, I'm Mesupik, what to do? It's better to Mekayim this Bir Aloche and not to say Chumash here. Maybe to take a shower early in the morning already. I couldn't decide yet. Lemais, if someone didn't manage to take before Chatzos, he's allowed to take the shower even after Chatzos. Especially the people that are planning to be like the Americans and take a fully shower, it's kedai to take it earlier again because Erev Shabbos after Chatzos this year has a shtikel alochas of Erev Tisha B'Av. This is the reason the Bir Aloche explains that in this year and every year in Shabbos Chazoin, punk fakel go. It's better to take it after Chatzos, because it's more Lekovet Shabbos. Bichlal, the Mishneh Berurah speaks about it in every Hilchos Shabbos, that the shower for Shabbos could be better to do after Chatzos. I make it for the Bochim and Yeshiva as a group, that they get take showers in the morning and they learn straight till Shabbos. I tell them all that they're allowed to be able to take the shower early in the morning and get dressed in Shabbos clothes and learn straight till Shabbos. But in this week, I'm saying Shabbos Chazoi normally is better to take it after Chatzos, but this week the Bir Aloche says better to take it before Chatzos. Lemaisa the Prime Godim says that you're allowed to. Sfardim mi'ikar adin, they hold that you're allowed to take showers the whole week. And I want to say it's not exactly. Haircuts and basal, all these things that the Sfardim hold only in Shavuot Shechalboi, this is what they hold. Then we have a shaila if it's called Shavuot Shechalboi or not. It's going to the Chakira if Tisha B'Av is really in Shabbos and it's Nidcha to Sunday, or it was pushed off. It's a Chakira. We said the Iker Aloch is that it's pushed off. We said that the shaila Poiskim Kler, we spoke about the other shiurim, if someone becomes Bar Mitzvah Sunday, if he has to fast. If it's Shabbos and it's Nidre, Levayis, he was a cotton Shabbos, he's potter. Hashem can. Some person wanted to be maker for someone that didn't feel good in Shabbos. Sunday feels good. I saw some person wanted to say he doesn't have to fast. Because in Shabbos, when the Chalos Tanis was, he didn't feel good, he didn't have to fast. So, man, yeah. So this is one shayla. So the ma'ase, this it's not called shavuah shechalba. So the male the svardim allowed to take haircuts, allowed to iron. But legabi showers, be'etzem the Shulchan Aruch himself brings down two shittas. Yesh oimrim shmirosh chodesh osur lichoitz, yesh oimrim rak b'shavuah shechalba. Dainu legabi showers. It's good to know this. סיף תזיין, יש שני הגים של ליחץ מראש חוידש, ויש שאין נמנועים אלא משעה בזו. זה זה מחבר. זה אומר של גבי בוסו, שבוע שחל בו, תשבו, ואסורים לספר לחבס. זה דבר מה זה, זה הוא יסטורט פה מראש חוידש. עוד נהיה גם לאחר מראש חוידש. So legabei boso, legabei kibus, all these things, the Shechonoch brings down Shavu Shechalboi. Here the Shechonoch himself brought down two shittas. But the Maizah, the Sfardim of Miskabel, that Ikar HaLoch is, that everything is only on Shavu Shechalboi, and it's not called Shavu Shechalboi, so they don't have the whole shine of the showers bichlal. The Maizah, the Ben Ishchai says that they'll be makbid from Rosh Chodesh. So men, a lot of Sfardim follow the Ben Ishchai, so they have all these halochas that we said, legabei the showers, and Erev Shabbos. About it's a little bit easier for the Sfarim to take a fully shower because they have anyway a lot of shittas that hold that the Isur is only from Shavua Shechalboi, that doesn't exist. You're allowed to cut your nails to cover Shabbos even after Chatzos. It's better to prepare kinnis, stools, chairs, and all the things that you need for Tisha B'Av to prepare them before Shabbos, because the Motzei Shabbos a lot of times is not the time to take care of it. And to take care of it in Shabbos is an Isur Achona. Only if you take the Kinnis and you learn a little bit. But if not, the Mishnah Berurah speaks about Motzei Shabbos, they'll take the Megillas Esther on Shabbos, it's called the Achone. And the Niti Gavrili wants to say, not only Mitzad Achone, is Mitzad Nihuge Avelis B'Shabbos. You're preparing the Avelis, it's also Osu. Because some person wanted to say that there's no achone ben hashmoshes. Lekula alma, you're allowed to learn erev Shabbos afilu achar chatzos. You're allowed to learn regular, even that it's aloch erev Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av is no issue to learn erev Shabbos after chatzos. Maybe later we'll explain a little bit why. Maybe we'll explain now. We'll explain now. Well, I really want to explain later, but we'll explain it now. Why Taki is allowed to learn? So everyone thinks, and this is the normal. Tisha B'Av was pushed off, so. Because people understand this Biur HaLocha, not to take a shower. No one knows about this Biur HaLocha even. To take the shower. No one can know this Biur HaLocha, not to take a shower after Chatzos. But the real reason is the Tshuvas Chasam Sefer. We will follow the Tshuvas Chasam Sefer. The Chasam Sefer says, a givaldi givol. Chasam Sefer says, Ma pitom erev Tisha B'Av you're not allowed to learn after Chatzos? You know one more halacha that starts after Chatzos? Zad Chasam Sefer. The reason you're not allowed to learn, because put Hashem Mishon Mesam Chilev. If you learn after Chatzos, you'll think about it in Tisha B'Av, yeah? It's all about that, yeah? You learn morning Seder, you think the whole afternoon on the evening, yeah? That's the reason, part of it, they had Mincha Ktzor. Because no one could mechab and chazor Zashatz. Because everyone's thinking about Shir. That's the reason. It's the meaning of the shiurim that the olim live the shiurim. They have minchas ktzara after it, because they have fatracht. This is the chasam sefer, but not because it's a cheftze ve'isu. The meile this year that is no Tisha B'Av Shabbos, so it's not in you not to learn erev Tisha B'Av. It's not mitzad that time that is avelis. You don't learn before to be not to think of learning later. So there is no in you not to learn. We'll see in the hemshach soon. Big the Shabbos. Kayadu has two minhagim if you wear an every Shabbos chazoin, Shabbos clothes or not. Our minhag is today to wear. The yekis, some of them don't wear, our minig is to wear. We already said that there's two reasons why we are not mekabel the minig of the Ramon not to wear. One reason we said, because even today people wake up in Shabbos and they put on the light, yeah? Nebach. If people, you know what will happen if everyone will wear weekday clothes in Shabbos in our days? Cell phones will be ringing, yeah? It's the Metzius. Ador cholosh ve'oni. So G'dayla Ador realized that we need the shmir of clothes of Shabbos. Amol, you could have had Shabbos, the clothes, malbushim, Shabbos Kodesh. Right? Starts in the clothes. So b'meile, this is one reason. Another reason, the Chashulchan says, in the old days, the clothes of weekday and Shabbos were the same. So it didn't look so much Avelis b'farhesiyot, they have weekday clothes. But she'enken, in our days, that he speaks then, it's malbushim, it's kaftes, and all these things that he speaks about, says, and the relevushim, b'meile, it's Avelis b'farhesiyot. Mikol Mokim, the meaning is Shabbos Chazayim, we wear Shabbos clothes. B'meile, even in this week, you're allowed to wear Shabbos clothes and Shabbos Tisha B'Av. Again, the people that don't wear in every Shabbos Chazayim will not wear this week. But people that wear Suda Shabbos, the meaning is we eat Boso V'Yayin, like every normal Shabbos, and we're allowed to sing Zmiris regularly, soon we'll get the Shalashudas.
When are you going to switch into your weekday Shabbos?
From the Chatzos. When you get ready for Shabbos. The COVID Shabbos. If you take a shower before, you could wear from the time you took a shower. Because it's the COVID Shabbos. Dvorim shebetzina, we know chamisha inuin is achil eshtia, sicha, rechitza, we have the iras asandol, and we have Tashmish Amita. Machlekes Mechaber v'Ramo, if Tashmish Amita is Asur or not. L'maisa, the Mechaber paskens Tashmish Amita is Mutar, the Ramo says that it's Asur. The reason I'm mentioning it, because Be'etzem it's Nogea to the Shpitz Lomdes. Be'etzem it's the Chubas HaRashbo. Chubas HaRashbo Tain is that if it's not Tisha B'Av, why Tashmish Amita be Asur? If Tisha B'Av was pushed to Sunday, so there's no point. So Be'etzem, and the Ramo is a shtigl muchach that he's choishesh, that is a Tisha B'Av. No, Avelis is not noyeg. And b'meile, dvorim shebetzina is noyeg. Aval, it's not muchach, because it could be the pshat is klapidat. It was nitche, klapidat is not nitche. Lemaise, the taloch is we choishesh to the Ramo, and we hold the dvorim shebetzina are noyeg. Chutz. Tvilas mitzvah v'chule, not negea l'inyoneinu. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Taz. So the Taz tainas, if this is the pshat, so you're not allowed to rinse your hands, put on yod v'raglov and hot water on Shabbos. It's not so much negia in our days because we have taps. The hot side you anyway can't open in Shabbos. Vashel, take hot water from the kumkum. It's not so negia. Lemaise, a lot of poskim tainu that the Mishnah Berurah bought the taz in the wrong sif cotton. And b'meile the taina that we don't paskin it. What do you mean in the wrong shesif cotton? The mechaber says Tashmish Amita is mutar. The Ramo says that it's osur. And the mechaber that says that it's mutar, the Mishnah Berurah explains because he holds that it's not Tisha B'Av. And the loike Ramo that holds that it's like Tisha B'Av. And the lefi the Ramo also rechitza biyosu k'meshikos avataz. Why? When the Ramo says Tashmish Amita is osur, the Mishnah Berurah didn't say v'kos avataz. That Rechitza is also. I mean, the Taz Tain is that Rechitza and the Maisa, the Welt feels like that, not to rinse Rechitza Bechamim, because it's Dabo Shebetzina. The hot water is Dabo Shebetzina. All the Poiskis Manenu ask, why Dafka Bechamim? Stam will be Isu, to fresh your face. It doesn't show Avelis Mefaresia. No one sees that you need to rinse your face. אבל למה יש זה כך נזכבל? תלמוד תוירו. Again, here we go to the same shayla. If it's Tisha B'Av, don't learn. Doesn't look up אלס בפרסיה. למה יש רבי שמזמן הליך השלוי מרייץ דם, בתישה בוב שחל בשבס, יש מוקרים להוקר וללמוד כרוגל כל היום. למה יש we have to know is three shittas. As the first shitta holds that it's also you're not allowed to learn only with Dvorim HaMutorim, Dvorim HaRoim, Abastam, you're not allowed to learn. Some shittas hold, and Mishnah Berurah brings down, that you're allowed to learn till Chatzos. From Chatzos, you're not allowed to learn. And some hold, you're allowed to learn the whole Shabbos. So come, we'll try to explain the three shittas. Shem Zalman says, Yesh al melismach to learn the whole Shabbos, everything. Makes sense. The ones that hold on it's also makes sense. Like Dvar Shibitzina is also, hot water is also, Talmud Torah. Fayda Chasim Sefer, but what is that middle shita that Tfim Chatzos they don't learn? If Shabbos is Derech Tisha B'Av, learn the whole Shabbos. If Shabbos is not Derech Tisha B'Av, don't learn at all. So the Chasim Sefer is Shtekel Torah. It's also to learn Shabbos afternoon, not because Shabbos is not Derech Tisha B'Av. Because if you learn Shabbos afternoon, Tisha B'Av, you're thinking learning, so the Chasim Sefer. So here's the Chasim Sefer. His masbid that shit. So again, about if a person, I say alamol, to be machmir not to learn Chas v'Shalom. The eitzah is, to stay up the whole Shabbos, you don't have to learn Shabbos afternoon. You can read Shabbos afternoon. L'maisa, even the people that are machmir, you're allowed to learn Shnei Mikra v'Echad Targum. Shem Zalman says, even if you machmir, you're allowed to learn Dvorim Aroim bepilpul. Even if Aram Oshneh Dvorim Aroim on pilpul, says, Legabe that, you could be maker to mepalpul b'dvorim Aroim and Shabbos. Shalashudas. You're allowed to eat boso and to drink wine. Ve'lehalois al shulchonoi ma'acholim afilu kisuda shleima b'shaitoi. And even if you're not used to doing it in a normal shalashudas, you're allowed to make here a festa shalashudas. This is the minig. Some written down, not like that, Lemaiz, that this was the minig shenizkabel, that you're allowed to, even the tzudim of sekas normally, you're not allowed to eat only pas chareibo, shtei tafshilim. But here you're allowed to eat afilu kesuda shloime b'shaita. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, אַב דע קוסם מחבר קסוד השלמה בשייט מכל מקום ישב בדבוי נפש של ינק בשמחה ולא כן לא ישב בסוד השחבר מגן אברהם ובספר בכל שור חלק הזה ודאי תי שמשרוגל בכל שבת ליסר את סוד הזו עם חברוב ומיידוב כן בסמדרש ומנע בשעה בזו אבל כאבלס בפרסיה ולכול העל ומותר לאכול עם בני בייסי ויוכל לבורך בזימון כיוון שהוא שבס. So I had a lot of shilas tonight. My feeling is to be machmer. A lot of bochrim, no, not a bochrim that are sitting here now learning. The boy that 11 o'clock went to sleep. I'm speaking about the boy that go to sleep 11 o'clock, little shishi. They, for them, shalashudas and yeshiva is not enough to fill them up for the tainis. Don't blame them. So they want to go to eat by someone shalashudas, to be full for the tainis. So they called up to invite himself. All different bachrim called himself to invite himself for shalashudas. The guy told him, go ask Nissen Kaplan if I'm allowed to have guests. Mugen Avrom says, Yeshev b'de'oivon lefesh. I asked him, that guy normally has guests shalashudas. He said, no. So you can't go there. You can't go there. I'm sure that you will find a rav in the end of the world that will claim that's not called Sudas Mereim, he's Pasha just providing. So I don't at least to go to someone that doesn't know him, not to this Gishmaki Ingeman that he was planning to go to. Aber Azeishtet. And I'm saying again, even the Bchoshol that is Matir, it's not Mashma that he's Matir because he holds that in Shalashudas is not a problem. Says people that feel like that, alamol, could carry on fearing like this also this Shabbos. But someone that doesn't fear such a massive, I think that is the wrong thing to do. Moshe Feinstein in Igres Moshe Chelek Dalet Tshuve Kuf Yud Beis says you're allowed to sing Zmiras and Shalashudas, even if normally you're not used to singing Zmiras. I saw in the Poskei Zmanein are busy to try to miyashav this Rav Moshe with the Mishnah Berurah Yeshev b'Devo'oi Nefesh. I know it's a poor kehilas that in a second we'll see what they do. The halacha is lekule alme. You have to stop to eat and shkia. It's a big mistake. It's isur gomu to carry on eating after shkia. And also to drink. Some say even you have to bench before shkia. That you don't have to. Some kehillas, they bench, or they finish to eat, and they sing zmiras, against a matzev, till Rabbeinu Tam. I know here is a choshev tzaddik. Does every week he makes a choshev shalashudas. And this is what I heard they do there. And al pi soid, it's fakert, it's mamish metakin, the inyonim. Some of the people that have this mesoiro haven't want to be soimach. Haven't want to be soimach. But someone that doesn't have such a mesoiro, the right thing is to stop by shkia everything. If a person benched before shkia, and he didn't make a t'nai that he's planning to carry on eating and drinking, he's allowed to eat and drink. Every time, after Sulem of Sekes, if you didn't make a t'nai, you're not allowed to eat. Here, if you made a birkas hamazon, and then you realize that it's not shkia, and you want to eat and drink something, you're allowed to. I saw the poskim bring down that you're not allowed to say, I'm going to eat and I will have koyach to fast. Happens, you sit together with the family, no. Not a drink. You have a kayak to fast. Drink. Why? It's Giboita Mogen Avrom and Simen Reish Tzadik. The Mogen Avrom and Simen Reish Tzadik says, B'Shem Sefer Hasidim, you're not allowed to say, I will sleep in Shabbos and I will have a kayak Motzei Shabbos to be awake. So the same thing here, they want to say, I'm not allowed to say, I will eat in Shabbos and I will have a kayak Motzei Shabbos. Maybe it's a mocker to be mechalek. After shkia, klor, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink. You're not allowed to take a shower. Shower poshet, you're not allowed to. Even ponov yodov veraglov. You go out the bathroom, you go back to the halochas of Tisha B'Av, only till kishrei etzbo'isov, till the end of the fingers. So like in Tisha B'Av is a halocha, you're not allowed to rinse your hands only till kishrei etzbo'isov. So here also, the same thing exactly. You're not allowed to only till kishrei etzbo'isov, from after shkia. You're allowed to sit on a chair till nacht, and you don't have to take off your shoes till tzeis hakichovim. But Yashiv in his house would take off. The ma'isa dosi da halocha. Motzei Shabbos, Tisha B'Av nidche. The Ramo brings down a minig, Nogu lachlo itzaminolim achar boch. Now, this Ramo has two problems. First, no one does it. Number two, he doesn't discuss Shabbos clothes. Poiske zmaneinu, everyone in his vision, claimed two things. One thing they claimed that the Ramo was talking in a place that they daven mi be'oid yoyim, early Motzei Shabbos, we call it. Early Motzei Shabbos. So b'meile, he said, after Baruch Hu, you take off your shoes. Before Baruch Hu, it's Shabbos. Clothes is not a aveira. Me'ilis, a sandal is mamash aveira. Some say, the Ramon Shitose spoke about Kehillas Kedoshas Ashkenaz, that were Shabbos Chazoin, they wore weekday clothes, right? So he doesn't have to tell you to take off the Shabbos clothes. But he took Simonim before, he told you not to wear them. But we have Shabbos clothes. So we'll take off our shoes after Bochum, but what we'll do with our clothes? Take off the clothes. Shoes you take off. More people didn't have Crocs, they just went without shoes, yeah? So you take them off. But the clothes, what do you take of your hat, your jacket, your shirt, what way? So b'meile, for both reasons, most of the poskim say that the right thing to do is, I speak especially on Litvish people, I'll explain in a second why, to wait in the house till it's nacht, to say Baruch HaMavdil, take off your shoes, change to weekday, and come to the shul. And Lemay said, this is what most of Klal Yisrael do today. Most of Klal Yisrael do. If you have to change your pants, or it's enough to change your Shabbos jacket, someone has a Shabbos pants, maybe yes. normal bands, the blue, black, the, Abi, you know, takes off his tie, takes off, changes hat. What does Shabbos do? People like Hasidim, that each other should us and shul, that eitz is not so lemaisadik. So they do one of the two. Either they take off the shoes after Bochum, or also they wait till it's nach, they say Bochum after, they take off the shoes, and then they start. This is the Ikar HaMinig in Klal Yisrael. But is groups in Klal Yisrael that hold no, the Ramoy is Kipshuter. Val Tishibov is Chazal, everything is Minhogim. B'mele, they were mekabel at themselves to take off the shoes only after Bochum, and to leave the clothes, Shabbos clothes, till after Kines. And b'mele, they don't do the Eitzah. They go to Shul, they take off the shoes only after Bochum, they don't wait till after Nacht. So again, if you don't have a minig, the akpod is miyad when it's nach to say Baruch HaMavri, to take off the shoes, not to wait to Baruch. Not to wait to Baruch. But if you have place that they tell you, no, our minig is to do like the Ramo, so you have to follow that minig. Now, a person that all of his life, and in everything in his life, he does Rabbeinu Tam. So he doesn't take off his shoes till Rabbeinu Tam. If not, that the Tzibur said Bochu, so then he will take off his shoes before. But what if he does it only Lechumre? Shem Zaman says, during the week, says Krishma, 18 minutes, 20 minutes. He will have a baby born, 20 minutes, a little Bris Milah and Shabbos. It's Machmir not to do Meloche. Or 60, or 40, everyone has. Shem Zaman says, "B'meila, after 30 minutes, you have to say Baruch HaMavdil and take off your shoes." But because you're a person that lechumah keeps Rabbeinu Tam, so erev Shabbos, remember to clean the pockets of muktzah. Because if not, when you change to the weekday clothes, you will have muktzah inside. So to switch your clothes to weekday clothes, so before Shabbos. Havdalah. We don't do Havdalah this year in Motzei Shabbos, only in Motzei Tisha B'Av. In Ma'ariv we say Atoch Hanantonu, and if you forgot to say Atoch Hanantonu, you don't repeat. I want to explain what is the Chiddush. Ba'etzim, the Gemara says like this. Before the Metakin Havdalah al HaKois, if someone forgot to say Havdalah in Ma'ariv and Atoch Hanantonu, Choyzer. Why we're not Choyzer? Kevon Shiyocha Lo'im Ro'al HaKois. Today, Lema'isa, we don't say Alakois tonight, only tomorrow. Even so, the Aloch is if you forgot to say Baruch HaMavdil, Avdol and Atoch HaNantonu, you don't have to repeat. What if a person didn't say Atoch HaNantonu and Ma'ariv? And he didn't say Baruch HaMavdil. And he didn't say Baruch HaMavdil. And he forgot and he ate. Forgot that's Tisha B'Av. So then, there's a big suffix if he has to daven again or not. And I will explain. Every week, if you didn't say Baruch HaMavdil, and you didn't say Avdolah and Atoch HaNantonu, and you ate, Shechon Aruch says you have to daven Ma'ariv again. Here, there's a tzad that you don't have to, because there's no kois. Shem Zaman Bleib Tzorach here. The minig is we do it in shul before kines, and before eichol, before kines. Ladies that didn't go to shul, so they didn't hear the ma'ir ha'eish. Meikar hadin of Shem Zalman says they make ma'ir ha'eish in their house, in their house. Some achroinim paskin the Mishnah Berurah brings down that noshim never do bayram me'ir ha'eish. So, b'meila, if you choishes to this paskin, it's better that the husband will not be mechaven to be yotze bayram me'ir ha'eish when he's in shul, and when he comes home, he will make bayram me'ir ha'eish to be moitzi the noshim. To be moitzi the noshim. The etzim, he could do another etzim before he leaves the shul to say Boyer Meraish to be Moitzi the Noshim. But he has to remember to say Boruch HaMavdil before he puts on the fire. Till when you can make Boyer Meraish if you didn't make it in Yeshiva? Till the morning. Shul Zalman says maybe even after Alois HaShachar, because man it's dark, you could do it. But if you didn't do it in the first night, you do not do it in the second night. A lot of people are machmir not to do melocha every Motzi Shabbos, even after they say Boruch HaMavdil, and even after Atoch HaNantonu, till Avdolah Alakos. Shabbos brings it down, Rechis Avdolah. There's an Indian not to make melocha in Motzi Shabbos, even after you said Boruch HaMavdil, and even after you made Avdolah Alakos, and even after you said Atoch HaNantonu, till you do Avdolah Alakos. This year, there's no Indian to be machmir in it. And after Avdolah, Atoch HaNantonu and Boruch HaMavdil, you're allowed to do melocha. Another halacha that is very nageh. Some people cannot fast. Choylim, they're allowed to eat in Tisha B'Av. Especially this year, the Mishnah Berurah is makel. Even if you choyle k'tzas, because it's the Tisha B'Av nidche, so he's not fasting. See? He's not fasting. But he didn't hear Avdolah. You're not allowed to eat before Avdolah. So what do you do? He's not fasting, but it's an issue to eat before Avdolah. So the halacha is like this. Mi she'eine misane, mipnei shu'u choyle, bris mile. The halacha is bal bris after chatzoy iskrit, pirin aben. Tzorich le'avdil al hakois, lifnei achilosei. Has to make Avdolah before he eats. Cotton that eats in Tisha B'Av doesn't have to make Avdolah. He eats without Avdolah. Choyle, Prismila, your lettuce that have to eat, have to make Avdolah. Cotton doesn't make Avdolah. Why? It's Pasha, there's no chinuch on it. Because when you'll be older, you will fast. So maybe he doesn't have a heter. He doesn't have to make Avdolah. When you make Avdolah, say if you make it Motzi Tisha B'Av, say if you make it in the middle of Tisha B'Av. You don't say Hinei Kel Yeshua Si, and you did not make a Brocha on the Psalmim. And also, with Motzi Tisha B'Av, you did not make a Brocha on the candle. If you're sick, and you're making Avdolah Leil Tisha B'Av, so then you will make Bayir Ma'ir Ha'esh in the Avdolah. Again, Bayir Abid the Psalmim we don't make. Avdolah, if a person has to make Avdolah, like a tchila to make it on beer or on Chamar Medina. I don't know what is Chamar Medina, and no one knows exactly what is Chamar Medina. Some people tie in America oranges, some people tie in coffee, any idea. Beer is for sure Chamar Medina. If you don't have Chamar Medina or you hate it, and you have to make Avdolah, now what is the problem? The problem is to drink the grape juice. We said last week that it's not such a problem to drink the grape juice. It's only a chumre. This is us 9 days. Ha'oichel boso b'shoy seyayin. You know what state of him in Tisha B'Av? Ha'oichel boso b'shoy seyayin b'Tisha B'Av. All of Nema. So it's 3 eitzes what to do. You do Avdolah and you find a kid that is older from the age of chinuch, 6, and younger from the age of Yisabel at Yerushalayim, and you give him the grape juice. If you don't have it, you're allowed to drink it yourself. Rav Shlomo Zalman says to do it in grape juice and not wine. Wine is also me'ikar adin. Grape juice is only a minik. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says use grape juice and don't use wine. And when you use grape juice, to drink only a revis mitzumtzum. Some people hold that it's better that the isha will never do avdolah, and it's better that her husband will do for her avdolah. She will drink the wine. She's sick. A lady that has to do Avdolah. Some say it's better a lady will not do Avdolah. Her husband will do for her Avdolah. And she will answer Amen and she will drink the grape juice. Again, only a revis. But we have to know if the husband made Avdolah for her, Motzei Tisha B'Av, he doesn't have to make Avdolah. He was Yoytze already. And this year, the Tisha B'Av is Nidche, the halachas are the follows. Motzei Tisha B'Av. You're not allowed to eat meat and wine by night. And the morning, you're allowed to do everything. This is basar v'yayin. Laundry, haircuts, showers, you're allowed to do Motzei Tisha B'Av by night. And the loike luach Eretz Yisrael that asks. So again, valets and nitche, laundry, rechitza, haircuts, you're allowed to do right away. Basar v'yayin, you're not allowed to. And I want to explain. Every year, we makbid not to eat basar v'yayin until the following chatzos. We makbid not to take showers till the following chatzos. We makbid not to do laundry till the following chatzos. Why? Because Beis HaMikdash started to be burned in the 9th day, and it was followed by the 10th day. Made up, we makbid till chatzos in the 10th day. This reason doesn't exist. Because Tisha B'Av was nitche. So some want to say Tisha B'Av was nitche and Asiri was also nitche. I don't want to go into these details. Probably a lot of lomdas. It's too few lomdas. The mele. So why are you not allowed to eat basar v'yayin bichlal b'motzei Tisha B'Av? It's not Tisha B'Av anymore. So why it's also? So the Ramos says, mipnei aveilus shel yoim. There's a musa that you machshiv aveilus shel yoim. Mele, while the Ramos said it on basar v'yayin, and andere zachen the Ramos didn't say it, Mele, the meaning is that tisperes rechitz and everything you're allowed to do on the morning. As a machleik is poiske zmaneinu to hear music, motzei Tisha B'Av. Nitche. Not nitche for sure, not. But nitche. Some say, it's like basar v'yayin mitzad minhogi hayoyim. They say it's like the 3 weeks. And some say no. If tisperes is muta, this is also as muta. It's no shaykhis to avelis deyayim. It's no shaykhis to avelis deyayim. Lemaise is a machlekes. If someone wants to be makel, he has on what to be soymech. B'ktzor o mamesh, we have the chamisha inuim that we have in Tisha B'Av. We have isur achile, everyone knows you're not allowed to eat. Isur shtiye, everyone knows you're not allowed to drink. Negabi smoking cigarettes, till chatzois the mishabua says if someone smokes, it's yeh benidui. After chatzois betzina. Again, I'm not going now to the medical. I heard some people in China said it's very healthy. Some people say that it's not healthy. I don't know. I'm not going to say, everyone has to find out. It's halachas. I'm speaking about the shayle atzmo. Mishabua says that it's till chatzois, it's a peretz gedda. After chatzos is only betzina. A lot of people are mezalz on the saloche, it's nish beseda. אז אינו זה הלוכה, חוץ מהחילה ושתיה, איזה איסו ישיבה על הספסו. ישבו לאורץ, יד מוזיק ליבס ציר. This הלוכה בעצם, משנבור עושה איזה לסתיר חצויס. ורמור איזה משמע, תיר יפינש דקינס, מה יש את המינגיז ממק ביטל חצויס? ממק ביטל חצויס. Different minhagim, what is the shiur? Some really are makpid to sit on the floor just to put a piece of paper, a blanket. Some sit on a stool that is pochis megimel tfochim. But yisuma megimel tfochim, stack and not so posher that you're allowed to do. Rechitza is also afilu betzainen. You're only allowed to rinse your fingers till kishra its boys. For sure, if it's a dirt that you have to take off, you're allowed to rinse. The Kohanim don't do Birkas Kohanim in the morning, they do it in the afternoon. Like we put on tefillin and tzitzis in the afternoon. The Maaseh, the minhag is talis kotlum, we put on in the morning, only talis gadol we don't put on. The Kohanim go up to Duchen, we wash their hands completely. It's the Isur of Ne'ilas HaSandal. You're not allowed to have shoes that have leather inside them. Shemazaman Oyabach holds that if you have comfortable shoes, like I say, real Crocs, it's not so posh that you're allowed to wear them. And he says, even that in Yom Kippur he's Mekel, that is a machlekes, I don't want to explain. Chazal asked Ne'ilas HaSandal, but it's Chalois Din leather. The Isur is Ne'ilas HaSandal. So now the person claim it's only every shoe, if it's very comfortable, sneakers, have to be also. Some people say, no, muta. So Mishum Zalman Taina is that if it's very comfortable, Yom Kippur is not machmer, Tishbav is machmer. You say, Puk Fakel, Tishbav is achshash day reise, okay, it's a sandal, machlek is rishonim, it's day reise. Zalman said, because in Yom Kippur is a aloche kemalochim. Shal na'alecho me'al raglecho. So you could say that na'al is a dover choshuv. Tisha B'Av, the ikar is to be me'une, where people that put stones in the shoes, people slept on shoes. Mele, the purpose there is taken not to be comfortable. Mele, Shem Zalman said that they're very comfortable, not so partial to wear them. Again, someone has yesh al malismech, yesh al malismech. It's a chum rabu Shem Zalman. So chumra v'pshum zahmer. We'll stop here.
Let's just say over on chumra from the plant asking Esau and Amigabdo, he said that you should drink a little and then eat some crackers or something.